The Judy Canova Show. The Judy Canova Show. Transcribed with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Werner Felton, Sheldon Leonard, Joe Kearns, The Chaperones, Robert Don Brewster and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova. Every hostess in town is jealous of Judy, whose dinner invitation has been accepted by Lord Chumley, mainly because he's heard about Geranium's marvelous cooking.
Say, Judy, how is Geranium coming with the turkey dinner for Lord Chumley?
Oh, fine, Miss Pierce. You know, I'd like to help her do some of the cooking, but I get too embarrassed.
Huh?
Yeah, I won't take off my clothes for any recipe.
What do you mean?
Well, the recipe book says, for the best results, put the turkey in the oven without dressing.
Judy, didn't you stuff the turkey?
Yeah, but we had an awful time with it. It took us 5 hours to stuff it.
5 hours to stuff a turkey?
Yeah, but we were so mad we could have killed the darned old thing. Oh, gosh, I'll bet that snooty neighbor of mine, Miss Dodge, is burned up because Lord Chumley's eating here instead of her house. You remember how she looked at me the last time I ate at her place?
Well, Judy, if you don't mind my mentioning it, I think she was surprised.
Yes, sir, we were so mad we could have killed the darned old thing. Oh, gosh, I bet that snooty neighbor of mine, Miss Dodge, is burned up because Lord Chumley's eating here instead of her house. You remember how she looked at me the last time I ate at her place?
Well, Judy, if you don't mind my mentioning it, I think she was surprised to see you eating with your left hand.
Well, it was the cleaner.
No. What I mean is, most people eat with a fork.
Anyway, I didn't pick up a fried chicken in my hand.
Well, you could have, Judy. It was perfectly proper for you to pick up your chicken in your hands and let everyone see it.
Gee, not me, Miss Pierce. No, sir. If you got the part I got, you wouldn't have been proud of it, neither.
Oh, well, honey, you just relax and be yourself. Now, whatever Mrs. Dodge thinks of you, just remember, Lord Chumley chose to come to your house. Just think, you'll be entertaining one of society's outstanding figures.
Don't talk about me.
Hello, Geranium.
Oh, good afternoon, ma'am.
Cooking dinner for Lord Chumley is quite an honor. Just think, he came all the way over from England.
Yeah, well, I tell you, ma'am, I've traveled far and wide myself.
Have you, Geranium?
Oh, yes, ma'am. And the farther I travel, the wider I got.
Hey, Judy, I just remembered something. Lord Chumley is very fond of crumpets. Oh, it'd make him feel at home if you got him some.
Oh, that's a good idea, yes. Miss Pierce. Say, Geranium, will you go downtown and get some crumpets?
Oh, yes, ma'am, and I'll be back in 2 shakes.
2 shakes? What does that mean?
Well, in my case, stand by for always quick.
Judy, I can hardly wait for Lord Chumley to get here. He sends me. And you know something? If I was 10 years younger, I'd go.
Say, Miss Pierce.
Yeah.
Just how old are you? About 29.
Oh, Judy. Do you really think I'm only 29?
No, but you were really living there for a minute, weren't you? I wonder who that can be.
Well, the taxi cab parked at the curb, so it must be your boyfriend, Joe. I'll slip out the back way, Judy.
Okay, Miss Pierce. See you later. Hello, Joe.
Oh, dream girl. Hey, Don. Hey, Don, that perfume that you got on, oh, that does something for me. What is that? Is that apple blossom time in Old Capri?
No, this here is smudge pot time in Old Cucamonga.
Well, whatever it is, let's open a window, huh? Now ain't that a nice breeze? You know something, babe? That's what I like about Beverly Hills. They got a much higher class of smog. Just breathe this good, clean air through your nostrils. Go ahead. Really makes me feel like a man. How about you, Judy?
Well, let me see. Nope, I still feel like a woman.
There you go. A wonderful thing happened. You remember me telling you about Lord Chumley?
Yes.
Well, he's coming for dinner tonight. You'll be here too, won't you?
Well, I don't know about that, baby. See, I'd probably be out of place with an educated guy like that.
But, Joe, I thought you said once that you was college educated.
Yeah, yeah. In a way. You hired the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
Well, I was the sloppy schmoo from old TU. I guess I wasn't a very bright kid. I was 5 years old before I could say boy. You know, I was 6 years old before I could say girl.
That ain't nothing. I was 16 years old before I knew there's a difference. Now that I found out, how about doing something about it, Joe?
Come on. Give me a hint.
Well, look outside the window there.
Yeah, yeah.
Them two little hummingbirds flying close together in the air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Their little wings are going a mile a minute.
The beach is touching.
Uh-huh.
Joe.
What?
They're kissing. Why can't we do what they're doing?
Well, I don't know about you, babe, but I don't think I can flap my arms that fast.
Oh, Joe. The way you're acting, it kind of sounds like you're not interested in me no more.
Oh, Dar, wait a minute. How can you say that? I like everything about you. Why, I like your feet. They're so small.
Thanks, Joe.
Mm-hmm. And I like your nose.
That's kind of small, too.
Yeah, and I like that dimple in your chin.
That's kind of small, too.
And I like that brain of yours.
I should have quit while I was ahead. Joe, if you really care for me, how come you ain't popped the question yet?
You know how it is, Dal. The girl, she gets hitched up. Right away, she starts expecting things.
Oh, well, that's only natural, Joe. Golly, every woman dreams of having meats and ermines and foxes.
Oh, well, gee. I was hoping I'd have children like everybody else.
Oh, gosh, Joe, when you talk like that, I just gotta snuggle close to you.
Yeah, well, okay, babe, all right, you convinced me. I am gonna hold you tight in my arms. I'm gonna press you close to me. Yeah. How's this?
Only closer, Joe. Hey, Willikers.
Hey, Julie, what happened?
I don't know, Joe, but whatever it was, come down off that chandelier and let's try it again. Gosh, I wonder who that can be. Uh-oh. Why, it's my neighbor, Miss Dodge. Well, come on in. Hey, you already met my boyfriend, Joe Crunchmiller, ain't you?
Oh, good heavens, it's that uncouth taxi driver.
Go on, Joe. Shake hands with Miss Dodge.
Oh, yeah, sure, why not? Hiya, sister. Slip me the hammer.
What's on your mind, Miss Dodge?
Oh, Miss Canova. I am annoyed that an illiterate country bumpkin like you succeeded in getting Lord Chumley to attend your dinner party. Why, he turned me down last week after I had dinner all prepared.
Last week?
Yes, and I had frog's legs then, you know.
Well, they don't look no better on you now.
I am speaking of the elaborate arrangements I made to prepare Lord Chumley's favorite delicacies.
Do?
Yes.